What makes the geology of genus different? How is it unlike, in one key factor, the genealogies of all others, no matter how prominent they may be in politics, in industry, to all the other occupations, as it were, that challenge the talents of those who engage in them? And the simple answer is, the descent from Abraham is not, as it were, concluded with an ordinary birth, that Joseph did not beget Jesus. Quite the contrary, it was Our Lady, with the power of the Holy Spirit, conceived him and brought him into the light virginally. That is the point that St. Matthew calls to our attention, the break between Joseph and his wife. The angel came and appeared to St. Joseph and explained why he should not have to put Our Lady away in order to avoid what would be interpreted as something against the sixth commandment. But the angel explained that that is not to be done. The explanation is a different one. And as we know from the implications, both in St. Matthew and St. Luke, the angel of the Lord took care of the publicity. There wasn't any. And our Lord was born quietly in a stable Bethlehem. And that is a wonderful thing. It is the most important, the greatest of all events, the coming of our Lord into our lives. Nothing else can begin to compare or begin to have the importance which that of the presence of Jesus in our midst has. Indeed, the Savior, the only name that can be invoked for salvation, is close to all of us. We cannot, as it were, ever begin to underestimate how important that is, and how much, as it were, we can draw inspiration to deepen our hope, and to be sure that walking faithfully in footsteps of Jesus, united to him, under the guidance of Our Lady, we will indeed, as it were, realize those hopes, and we will not be disappointed when the Lord receives us into heaven, for the simple reason that we are not disappointed, not just hoping, but realizing to some extent what we hope, but we receive him worthily in Holy Communion. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesus.